voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Well, it's no big surprise, Dr. Brown. We have a few big COVID headlines this week that I'd love to talk to you about. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Dr. Brown?
I'm well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's start, first of all, with Colin Powell's death earlier this week. It became very clear to the public very quickly that Colin Powell was, he died at an older age, but that he did contract COVID and that it did play a part in his death. And of course, the big headline, Colin Powell, he is vaccinated. So how did he die from COVID? So I wanted to sort of, I don't want to debunk it, obviously, but I do want to kind of set the record straight. Could you maybe talk about this? I'm sure you've gotten questions about it as well. I know we've talked about it a lot on the show that the vaccine is a tool. It is not a cure. It does not guarantee you won't get COVID. But I think Colin Powell also had some things stacked against him where this isn't this crazy phenomenon. Could you talk a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So yeah, it is sad that Colin Powell has, you know, passed. And I think his family made a comment, which I thought was really, really powerful. They basically said, you know, he didn't die of COVID complication. He died because someone didn't get vaccinated and gave him COVID-19.
Ooh, I didn't hear them say that. They said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. I thought that was pretty powerful.
Wow.
So let me explain it, because I think it does make sense. So Colin Powell actually had some pretty chronic illnesses, and including, my understanding, he also had cancer. We've talked about this before, Melissa, is that, you know, the vaccine works with you. It's not a pill that decreases something or changes something. It actually works with your immune system. So when you get the vaccine, you actually are activating your immune system, and then in turn you can actually fight off the infection. It's not 100%, and you actually have to have a working, functioning, high performing immune system to fight it off. If you're sick, and this is why we even started with the booster, if you're sick, then your immune system isn't going to be sort of the top of its game and be able to fight off an infection. And unfortunately, you know, someone who's older, someone who has, you know, some chronic illness, especially end stage, potentially getting chemotherapy or other type of immunosuppressive type treatments, they're going to be at risk of complications from COVID-19, just like they would be at risk of complications from the flu or any other viral or bacterial infection.
Mm. So what you're saying here, Dr. Brown, is kind of reiterating that the vaccine, again, is working with your body if you contract COVID. And that could mean lessening your chances to end up in a hospital bed, certainly
Correct.
Lessening your chances
That's right.
of dying from it. But it's not a preventative. Essentially, it's not a preventative, if you will.
It's not a force field.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't put a force field around you, mm-hmm. and then that's it. What it does is it actually prevents you from getting the infection. It definitely prevents you from getting the infection.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, you know, close to someone who actually has the infection, you get enough of those virons, those little particles that actually get, you know, in your nose, in your mouth, then, you know, if it's enough, it'll overwhelm your immune system and you'll still get sick. But you're absolutely right. Even though you get sick, it will not be as severe as if you were unvaccinated.
I just think that's where it's such a bummer how things were handled with COVID across the board, both sides of the aisle, with media, because, you know, immediately when Colin Powell did pass away, first of all, you know, the way that you even just came into this interview saying, like, first and foremost, I'm really sorry that he died, you know. The way that the news stories were handled, I'm talking across the board, it's, you know, Colin Powell dies at the age of 84 and he's vaccinated and it was COVID. And I just think even if you're somebody who's in support of the vaccine, it puts question in the people's minds who got the vaccine, or it just kind of amps up anti-vaxxers essentially being like, yup, this is why it's a waste of time. I just, really frustrating. It really, really is. I don't know.
You know what? I think it takes, you know, people like myself and in support of people like you who kind of get out there and get the truth out there. And, you know, I think you can't argue with the science if you understand it.
Mm.
But I think the problem is that, you know, hearing about all the good that we do and all the you know, great cases, all the things that we've learned on how to treat things and how to prevent things, and the difference that, you know, last, you know, April 20 to now is, you know, that's that's not entertaining.
It's not sexy news. You're right. You're right, Dr. Brown. I mean, that's what we call in the business sexy news, or in this case, it's not. It's the more, you're right. It's that's so true. And I think it's just good to, like you said, to reiterate, you know, the understanding of it. And, you know, it actually kind of prompts another question that I have to say, because we're sort of getting back into somewhat normal, if you want to call it normal life.
Right,
I know people
right.
don't like that, but you know what I'm saying. Would you still recommend people avoid handshaking and hugging? And the reason I ask this is because, especially if you're someone, even if you got vaccinated, I was at the dog park, if you don't mind me telling you a story real quick. I was at the dog park the other day, and this really sweet woman is talking to somebody else, and they were clearly friends, I think, or friendly. And the other person goes to hug her, and she goes, "Oh, no, I'm at high risk. I just don't want to hug anyone." And the woman goes, "Well, you're vaccinated. I don't know what the problem is." And I felt so bad for her, because I thought, well, even if you are vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you can't get her sick. So I just didn't know what your thoughts were on people.
Yeah.
Is it rude if you're like, hey, you know what?
I don't think so. I think in this day and age, and I think this is sort of an interesting thing. I've actually heard the CDC and the Connecticut Department of Public Health. You know what? It's even if, and this is sort of when we kind of relax a little bit on the mask. Said even if you feel uncomfortable, you know, not wearing your mask, wear your mask. We do this in the hospital all the time. You know, we always allow our employees, you know, they have the ability to use personal protective equipment. If they feel uncomfortable or they're concerned that there are going to be a splash or something, then you have to take those precautions. I would recommend the same thing to the public. I don't think it's wrong to say that. You know, I actually feel, you know, I might feel a little bit different personally, but you know, that it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we also need to look at sort of the big picture. And I think it's very fascinating. Again, this is sort of a little bit related, unrelated, is that look at how many or how few infections we had last year. I mean, besides COVID,
right.
We didn't see the flu. We didn't see GI tract infection. We didn't
right.
see respiratory tract infection. I can tell you now we're seeing them as we've talked about. It's coming back. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're starting to see them. And you know what? That's probably because we're starting to be a little bit more free in what we're doing. You know, those close contacts may not give you COVID, but it could give you another infection.
Yeah.
You know, surfaces can get contaminated. So, again, washing your hands, you know, and if you feel that you're at risk, then wearing a mask is good. Because remember, there's still on an average year, 40,000 people die of the flu.
Mm-hmm. Right. So bar anything, you know, look, it's not rude. If you don't want, just say it nicely. Like, I'm all set, you know, air hug, or like make it kind of fun. You're like, air hug,
right.
Love you anyways. You know, all right. Well, I appreciate you saying that. So Dr. Brown, this is an interesting headline. You can mix and match your boosters, according to the FDA. What are your thoughts on this? Are you shocked?
Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. I was really waiting for that. And, you know, I think I may have even overstepped in the past with you, Melissa, in saying that I felt it was okay. I'm not surprised. The reason is because the end mechanism of action, the end product that is produced when you get the vaccine, is the spike protein. And no matter if you use Moderna, if you use Pfizer, if you use J&J, that's the end product that is used to activate your immune system and then used. So mixing and matching, I don't think is any surprise, and I think it's, you know, it really makes a lot of sense from a scientific standpoint.
But it's interesting though, because I honestly, Dr. Brown, I'm with you when it comes to Moderna and Pfizer. Like, to me, I think that they're basically the same shot. I mean, give or take, mm-hmm. obviously, but it's just two different companies made it. Essentially, that's how I look at it.
Right.
But like Johnson & Johnson was made to be a one-shot system. So I think it's interesting that it's okay. Like, if I have the Pfizer and I want to get a booster, it's okay for me to get the J&J, or vice versa. If I have a friend who has the J&J and they want to get a Pfizer or a Moderna booster, that doesn't interrupt it just because it's different. And the efficacy and stuff, like, I guess that's what's confusing to me. The J&J throws me.
Yeah, it does. And again, the J&J, the thing about the J&J, because the J&J uses a more traditional mechanism of action for its response in its vaccine. So it is more of the traditional vaccine. But again, as I said before, the issue is that you produce the same protein. and you produce that same protein, then you're activating the immune system. It just happened that when you use the J&J, your efficacy was high enough for it to be a single shot. The problem with Moderna and Pfizer is a single shot wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it only got you to about 50%, where J&J was probably closer to 70+%. And I think that was the big difference between the two, and that's why we had to get a second shot with Moderna and Pfizer when it came out. And now we're talking about boosters, which will basically boost your immune system so it'll be ready to encounter COVID-19.
So at this point, Dr. Brown, because my understanding was up until a certain, I guess I feel like up until now, it was mostly just Pfizer vaxxers who were able to get their booster. So are all three now, you're able to get the booster if you're within that timeline that they've talked about, like, oh, you got it, I don't know how many months ago or whatever it is, but like, can now all three, if you got the Moderna, could you get your booster? Or if you had the J&J, you could go get your booster?
So my understanding, and I don't know if it's actually, my understanding is the CDC is okay with it, but we might be waiting for one more response.
Okay.
But it looks like it's coming.
Okay. All right.
So it's just going to be a matter of time before it actually kind of gets to that point. But my understanding is that the CDC has actually said, yes, you can use Johnson & Johnson and Moderna as boosters.
Interesting.
Again, I think we're just waiting for the vaccine administration to bless off of it. But that's been, that actually has been recommended by the advised by the CDC.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that they said, hey, we're fine with mixing and matching, but I know up until this point, my understanding was only if you were a Pfizer, if you were getting the Pfizer booster, which you had to be a Pfizer vaxxer, that you could get your booster. But now I would imagine if you're saying you can mix and match, again, this is not the CDC or FDA.
That's correct. I mean, listen, don't quote me on this, but I think we'll have to wait for official because it goes CDC, FDA, CDC, and then DPH
mm-hmm.
are all going to be able to sort of give the okay. It does take a little bit of time, but my understanding is that the mix and match and the booster are sort of in the same sort of discussion.
Okay. That's what I mean, that would make sense,
yeah.
Only because why would they say you can mix and match if you can't go get the booster? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if people feel like,
right.
Oh, I just want to keep all the same, why would they say, no, you can't? But if you have, okay. Okay, this all makes sense. I'm glad we're working this out.
Yeah, I'm seeing, I think most recently, that it was that the FDA authorized booster doses for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, but it was limited for the Moderna for people over 65.
Okay. So
that's what I'm looking at for right now.
I think the safe thing to do is, and do you remember the timeline? It's like, it's like 6 months or 9 months after you got your last shot or something. When should you get the booster? I can't remember. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And it actually has switched. It depends. It sounds like 6 months.
Okay. So I would check if you're at the 6 month mark after getting your second. I know.
Please check. Reconfirm.
Yeah.
Moves quickly for me also. So
yeah. So. Well, and I have so many listeners who fall in the age category where they want their booster, and that's great.
Right.
I just don't want to tell them like, oh yeah, if you're a Moderna or J&J, you're clear, because I hadn't heard anything about that just yet.
Yes,
so.
I would actually wait. I think, as I said, I'm pretty sure that the FDA has said it's okay. I don't know if they're waiting for the CDC, but again, we usually wait until it gets down to our state, and then
mm-hmm.
the state, sort of gives us guidance on it.
Right.
So we'll have to watch out for the state's guidance.
Okay. We'll wait to hear from the Department of Public Health. Well, Dr. Brown, I really appreciate always having your extra time, I should say, on the show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Melissa.
All right. We'll talk again soon. That's Dr. Fred Brown of Griffin Health on WICC.